All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in talk radio of all kinds. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, you got any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So first, I can finally report on a conspiracy theory that I've finally been seeing a lot on the left. Namely, that the Queen of England is actually already dead, but that the royals are waiting for a more convenient time for the country to reveal her passing, given that a giant media circus and something like a week off for the entire country in the event of the death of the monarch is actually enshrined into law. Also, George V, back in the 30s, was given an enormous injection of morphine and cocaine to make him die faster, in part so his death could be announced in the morning edition of the papers. So while I might not actually put this past the royals, the queen has been seen by multiple people. Even though there's a good chance she is dying, she is almost certainly still alive. As you've no doubt already heard, celebrity surgeon and noted long-running peddler of pseudoscience, Dr. Oz, is running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, where he does not live. He is running in large part on a campaign of ending COVID lockdowns. I don't know that there's a huge amount to say about this, but like everyone else, I thought it was funny. Like the last unqualified celebrity to run for a major political office, I will assume that he will shortly find himself in charge of the country and then enact policies that result in multiple major humanitarian crises. Speaking of celebrities, after donating 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to LA's homeless, Kanye West met with local leaders on ways to end the homelessness problem through a mix of education, jobs, and homes. As he was presenting this plan, he went on, quote, a stream of consciousness rant about the power of Jesus Christ and his plans to win over Kim Kardashian once again after their alleged divorce. And finally, a new conspiracy on the right that this Omicron variant only appeared so that Democrats could push for nationwide vote-by-mail ballots. This is, of course, nonsense, since it would require thousands of public health officials all around the world to cooperate to hype up the deadliness of this new variant just to sway politics in the U.S., where most of these officials do not, in fact, live. Also, the Omicron variant has so far proved to be politically toxic for Joe Biden, who ran in large part on a promise to end the pandemic. Back to you, Chauncey.
You know, this is interesting. We got a whole ground level conspiracy list going on here in the news. You know, it's like, like in the Marvel movies, you got like the world of Thor and Iron Man. They're taking on the galactic baddies. They're going to destroy everybody. But then there's also like Daredevil and Luke Cage who are just cleaning up the streets. You know, this is all ground level stuff.
Where are you going with this?
It's just shocking. Normally we have news that's just all the laser beam from SETI Alpha 5 is coming to destroy the planet and, you know, end of the world predictions and UFO sightings. But this is all this is all people stuff.
The queen is already dead is tame by our regular standards.
It is. It's like queen already dead. It's like, you know, the world will keep spinning through that one. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, she's 95. She'll probably be dead in like a year anyway. But
yeah. And right when, what was it, Aruba cut out? You know, maybe that's Aruba? What killed her. Where's Rihanna from? Rihanna?
I don't know. I barely know who that is.
She is a singer.
I knew that.
Very popular with the young people.
I would have guessed singer or actress, but I think singer was.
And she's from Barbados.
Barbados.
And Barbados just recently cut out of the Commonwealth, basically said, we're our own country now. And
that seems reasonable.
And not only did they do that, but like the same day they announced their like first national hero, and it was Rihanna. So basically the queen was ousted and Rihanna came in. So I'm wondering, maybe that's what like sent her, like broke her heart.
You know, December is a classic time for declaring independence from Britain. Lots of countries chose to do it in December. Yeah, I think so. Huh. I was actually reading the other day, like, the most common holiday celebrated around the world is independence from the British.
Oh, well, that makes sense. You know, the
it does.
The sun used to never set on it.
Yeah.
Man, we need one national holiday, one like planetary global holiday.
One global holiday for everyone except the British.
They'd be, oh, we get it, it's fine, you know, it's like, we didn't mean it.
Everything is specifically all of, like, the global services. So, like, no streaming, no anything. And that's all closed on that day.
Right.
Because everyone's celebrating, and the British are just like, yeah, all right.
Well, I know this is going to be controversial, my statement, but, you know, I think maybe I want reparations from the British.
I do, too. I think a lot of people deserve reparations from the British, frankly.
Yeah, that'd be funny. They'd just be like, oh, God, we're, like, broke, you know?
That said, though, if we start demanding reparations from the British, then plenty of people are going to have every reason to demand reparations from us, so.
Yes, but, you know, if it has to do with time and influence and stuff, we'll still be getting more money than we're putting out. Because
we didn't
nearly have the ownership. I mean, if you get into all the nooks and crannies, maybe we did, but the British, man, they had us from what, 1600 to.
Yeah, a couple hundred years. And then, you know.
Then we're going to be paying out the nose to the Native Americans. So.
Right. No, we absolutely will be. But, you know, so we'll like Spain. It's, basically, if this reparation scheme would just be all of the money of developed nations goes to developing nations, which is only fair because that's where all that money came from in the
first place. But then that'd be communism. Nobody's going for
communism. Yeah, nobody's going for communism. You know why? Because the aesthetics are bad. That
right.
Sort of German 1930s, everything is black and red, just.
But I gotta say, with the queen being dead, imperialism may just, that might be the final nail in imperialism coffin. Oh no, Russia's picking up on the thing. But there is some debate about, what Charles is gonna do.
That's true.
Is some debate in this one about what Charles is gonna do. My wife is way into the royals and I don't think it's been solidified that Charles would take over as king. There's some talk of it kicking down past Charles abdicating, and
yeah.
William becoming king. And then there's some idea that maybe the Brits are just all, we're done with this king thing.
Oof, God, I hope so. I don't want to get my hopes up, but they should. It's yeah. Like,
I don't mind them keeping it around like Gritty the mascot or something, you know.
Right,
I
mean, yeah. Get
they got Uncle Sam,
mascot.
You know, they got an actual group of people here that actually, you know, in England, I don't think there was like a bloody takeover. I think it was just kind of a handover.
Yeah, well, it was just over time, Parliament got more and more power until eventually, like, sort of towards the latter half of the 19th century, early part of the 20th century, the king basically just kind of became a figurehead.
Right. Well, all
so
this could be probably
gradual.
Right. Okay. Well, all this could be, you know, moving forward, they got to wear a suit of Queen Elizabeth II.
Absolutely. Yeah. A skin suit.
No, something felt, something cute. You know, like a big, Hello Kitty looking thing with a purse and a pill hat.
So not like this necromantic monarch wearing a rotting suit of Elizabeth's skin.
I mean, I'm all right with that, but I think there's be a lot of pushback. I think the felt suit is more.
The British are sadly not that cool.
Right. Well, I mean, is anybody?
Could be on a throne of stills.
Totally.
Really rad.
Yeah, right. Our new monarch is Glenn Danzig. Yeah.
Yes.
all right, Dr. Oz. There's a lot of weird things about this.
Yeah.
For one, Dr. Oz, his reputation has taken a hit over the past couple of years.
His reputation is bad.
Right.
Just generally.
So
the medical establishment
to choose
has hated
to
him
run
for a long time. But.
Yeah, it's a weird time to choose to run for something.
Yeah,
knows his TV career is ending, and now he's like grasping at straws, or I don't know. It's weird.
I was listening to Pod Save America the other day, and they were like, "This is what you do when you can't even get on Dancing with the Stars. You run for Senate in Pennsylvania."
Yeah, and that's weird because he doesn't actually live there, does he?
No, he lives in New Jersey.
Tico Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
So could I run for Senate in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. I'll bet it's something where, like, he has a house there or something like that.
I see.
Because, I mean, he is, like, French, so...
Right. Yeah, it's
but,
just
like,
a...
he famously does not live there. He lives in New Jersey.
I also historically would have pegged this man as being a Democrat, not a Republican. So did he switch parties to do this?
You would think, but, like, he was on one of Donald Trump's councils. He had a bunch of, like, gay conversion therapy people on... Like, he's been pretty conservative for a long time. He just has kind of an audience of, like, woo-woo people on the left. But,
right.
No, he's always been a Republican.
Okay.
Like,
well,
I don't think he switched.
I don't have a lot to say about this. I would have hoped that people in general would learn some sort of lesson about TV personalities.
Yeah.
As president, you know? I think
the lesson we've learned is it makes you electable.
Yeah, I'll take a hit on Reagan. You know, I'm not a fan of Reagan in any means, but I get that he's a hero of the conservative side.
Right.
And I don't view him as being the danger that a lot of today's celebrities would be with his celebrity status, but maybe for the time he was, and I view it as one way where people from the time maybe thought, oh, he's garish and crazy. He needs to get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think people thought that, but, like, that kind of, like, he had been a politician for a long, he hadn't been an actor for a long, long time.
Right, right.
And, like, so it was more of, like, an Al Franken situation. Which...
Right. Like, at least vote for Jesse the Body Ventura, if you're good. Somebody who hasn't acted since the early 90s.
Right.
But
it's
yeah.
Okay to switch careers to politics, I think. It's just when you sweep in and, like, I don't know anything about how our country works, but I want
right,
to be in charge.
Right, that's the scary part. Yeah, when people are like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson for president, I'm all, no!
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
Right. He knows one thing, and that's action movie. You want action movie as your, no. You know, or they're all like Oprah. It's like...
Honestly, as I've gotten older, I have... increasingly inclined to just an elitist technocratic view. Like, here's the thing. I have swung around. The journey in my 20s has been to just swing around to a lot of the positions I held when I was a teen.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teen, I was like, people should have to have multiple advanced degrees to be president. And then as I was getting older, I'm like, that's, you know, elitist and all kinds of things. Now I'm like, actually, that would be pretty nice, you know. Degrees in political science, maybe a couple degrees in science, you know, something
like
that.
I don't know if I'm ready to put that level of something on it. I would just like Americans to look at the president and say, I would like this person to be somebody who is ethically better than I am and more mature.
Yeah.
You know, basically, in those situations where I would blow up and start cursing, I want this guy to hold his business. You know, that's what I want. It's like, I need Americans to, regardless of if you're conservative or liberal, this applies to everybody, what you need is the most boring guy in the room who's going to get the job done. You don't need fervor. If you believe in what you believe in, you guys can team up, shake hands, and be all, we're going to get behind this guy because we believe in what we believe in, and then that guy's going to... Everybody's so caught up in, like, swaying other people.
That's fair.
You know, and if you live in a world where the masses can be swayed, your problem isn't which way to sway. It's really, why'd you build such non-thinker people that they're so easily swayed? Get back down to the bottom and build some people who are, like, able to think and aren't going to be swayed by the one TV ad that you put out where the person actually did something weird, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the problem with that for me is that education doesn't make people not gullible. You know?
Maybe they all need to, like, spend the first 5 of their years of their life. This takes me back to being pro-abortion then.
I don't think anything makes people not gullible. I think a large segment of people are going to be superstitious and easily swayed by nature no matter what you do with them. No matter what their life experience is, I think that's just how most people are going to be. Honestly, all people. Like, pretty much all people, I think that applies to. I think there are very... Yeah. I mean, I think I'm exceedingly easily swayed, which is why it's important to have, like, an incredibly skeptical mindset towards your own intelligence. You know, I think we should all live in a society where we all just hate ourselves and have no confidence in our own abilities, which I understand might not be particularly practical, but it would make people less, like, more bearable, I think.
Well, we're getting there, but unfortunately the flip side of that coin is that people who don't hate themselves and have every degree of confidence in their abilities become all the more powerful.
That is true. That is true. Which does appear to be what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
no, this, like, is tough. This is tough.
Well, I don't know. Dr. Oz.
That's a man with confidence.
That's a man with too much confidence. Moving on.
Far too much.
To another man with too much confidence. Kanye is going to solve
homelessness in L.A.
Homelessness in L.A. When my wife sent me this article, my response to her was, if anyone can do it, he can do it. You know, which was, of course, snarky.
Yeah. Well, you know, he does actually have a long history of, like, putting his money into, like, homelessness is, like, his sort of pet charitable cause. He's also a loon, of course. But, I mean, who cares? Like, he's not going to be the one doing the heavy intellectual lifting here. He's going to be the wallet. Like,
yeah, I wonder. I wonder what his. I don't know how to make this not sound uncomfortable at first, but what his pullout strategy is. Like, when he invests in these situations,
you couldn't have come up with any other way.
I could. When he invests in these situations, are, like, whole groups created and, like, whole groups of people being taken care of, and then he goes, like, oh no, now I'm gonna go make, you know, flip-flops for horses, and all that money is now pulled over here, you know.
Right.
So I would be concerned about that, you know. You can't.
From the article, it seems very unclear how much this is actually, like, happening.
Right.
All it said was, like, he met with some leaders, right, which could mean that they had a very weird lunch with a very weird man where they couldn't get a word in edgewise, or it could mean their actual plan.
Totally. We ordered room service, they brought in the cart, and then from underneath out popped Kanye. So we have right. this meeting. Impromptu meeting.
I believe this.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, I love Kanye.
I know very little about him.
I like his music. He was a snarky sort of shitty guy when he was younger, but still somewhat nice, and he obviously went mentally ill, went very drastically right. mentally ill, and even in his mental illness is still holding down some degree of niceness where he really has no motivation to whatsoever, and he's obviously... He obviously needs help, you know, but how do you force help on rich people? I don't know.
Yeah, you can't. You need, like, tranquilizer darts and a net. I mean,
right. Like, like the who's the sand pit dude from Costa Rica? McAfee. That guy was obviously mentally ill. You know, we basically right. sat back and watched this. You know, like my daughter and wife were watching Chris Chan videos, and they eventually had to turn them off because they felt like they were taking advantage of this yeah. mentally ill person for entertainment. You know,
well, that's a person who's like diagnosed too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, which Kanye
has. Yeah. Okay. Well,
sometimes people don't need a diagnosis. You know, it's like.
No, I
believe
that. When
you see a guy
that.
Walking down the street covered in crap pants, you know, yelling about how his dog was abducted by aliens, no diagnosis necessary.
Look, maybe that guy's having a bad day.
Totally, just one bad day. You know?
His yeah. dog was abducted by aliens, and he was so freaked out that he crapped his pants, which honestly is not an unreasonable reaction. Given
totally, he could be a guest on our show.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks, and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
I think we try not to take advantage of the mentally ill, but God, is it hard sometimes? Is it hard to tell whether people are just have weird beliefs? Because, like, you can be a cultist without being mentally ill. Anyone can.
Oh, totally. Them. Yeah. Take it back to your suede personality.
Yeah. And I think that's most of the people we have on our show, but sometimes I wonder and I'm like, ooh, I do not feel good having you here.
Right. Yeah. No, and I support you with that. I mean, anything that's dangerous, I mean, I don't want to put it out there.
Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's just that sometimes I feel like, oof, you shouldn't be talking to us. You should be talking to
the man who can
prescribe something.
Right.
But I don't think that often. Usually I think these people are put together, but insane and just the way only sane people can go insane.
Omicron variant in boating.
Yeah.
So it was the right prestigious Ronnie Jackson that put out the tweet basically suggesting that the Omicron variant was to sway voting.
Yeah, and there were a couple other people who sort of jumped in on this. And it makes me really annoyed because I know none of these people believe that this makes any kind of sense, but this is going to like play really well with the base. And I hate it. It's so predictable that it's such a good strategy sometimes in politics to just say the most ridiculous thing and get a bunch of news coverage and then like get the stupid demographic on your side. Because they'll agree with the thing you said that got news coverage because it was so ridiculous.
Right.
It's like, it's such a predictable strategy and it works and it's annoying to me that it works. But that's what this is, I think.
Well, I'm going to reiterate something I've said a couple times before, but you know, you've heard it, new audience maybe. If there is a conspiracy here, it is to kill off the old and the weak with a virus that only targets the old and the weak.
Right.
In order to further the economy. That is the conspiracy. That is the only thing that makes any sense. But to sterilize the young, there is no advantage to sterilizing the young. There's a huge disadvantage to that. You know, if you need slave labor, you're not going to sterilize your slave labor.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to get that across to people. I mean, start looking in the right place. You might find something there, but you are not going to find something in whatever this is. Now, is it possible that the Omicron variant came out? It's not very bad. What I'm seeing is that it's highly more infectious, but
we don't know how
less symptoms, but we don't know that.
But we just don't know.
Is it possible that a variant came out that was less dangerous, that certain aspects of the government are riding in order to push their agenda? Absolutely. I mean,
sure.
That's not even conspiracy level threat. That's like day to day spinning of media, you know?
Right. But the thing about this is like, you can't. So what's the solution, right? Like, do you want to not know about each new variant? Because they might be bad, and we need to know about that information, right? Like, there's no way to prevent, like, anyone for whom this is advantageous to spin what's happening. Like, there's no way to prevent spin. It's just going to happen. So.
Right. Yeah, and this takes us back to what you were saying about swaying, and this is why I disagree. I think if kids were to grow up in a world where analytical thinking was every part of every stage of things, I don't think they would be so easily swayed by these things. They'd be all, whatever, you know. It's like, I'm used to taking in the data and processing the data myself, and the data has been presented to me, so you could sway it however you want, but I see the processed data, and I have some understanding of what this means.
Here's my counterexample to that, is that I think we do live in that world. I think people are used to solving things based on the data they have available to them, because that's called using your brain. There's literally no alternative to doing things that way. People do that every day of their lives. The problem is that people don't have good data available to them because life is so complicated that on almost any issue you care to name, it takes years and years to even have the data in front of you, to even have it in your head in order to make a conclusion. But people don't have that much respect for how complicated life is. So they assume that what they know about a topic is all there is to know. And people do this with every single topic.
So how do we fix it? Let Jesus take the wheel?
Just let people know that they are dumb and that they shouldn't speak up on things that they do not hold professional, like, certifications in.
BL, you are dumb. You don't know anything about
it. Yes. Yes, just beat them into the dirt.
I don't know how many times a sentence in an argument has started for me with, like you, I know very little about this.
Right, exactly. We just gotta nail this idea into people's heads.
Right.
But life is complicated and you are not very smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm impressed with the spread of dystopian storytelling with this, though, because a lot of these conspiracies are basically retells of dystopian books.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, credit for good taste.
Right, yeah. So, great genre. Great genre.
I'm happy that people like, you know, Asimov and William Gibson, I'm happy that people are reading these things. Just, right. You know, you don't know anything. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. That applies to me, too. Anyone who wants to tell me you don't know anything, shut your mouth. I'll be like, you got me there, dude.
Touché. Yeah, totally. Touché.
Touché.
Okay, I had one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. We both are lean liberal. One of us leans a little more than the other.
That's true.
Chauncey,
I know you're a communist. You don't need
to. Totally. What's your take on these lockdowns and the protests and the mandates? You know, there seems to be a lot of sway in the world at this point with vaccine mandates specifically. I think vaccine mandates is what I'm asking about. What do you think of this?
Well, so I have some varying opinions on this. I think a lot of times liberals really like to pin all the blame on this, on anti-vaxxers. Which frankly is fair. Everyone needs to take the vaccine. But I keep seeing anti-vaxxers are the reason we have all these new variants, and that is not true.
No, of course not.
These new variants are showing up because the entire world isn't vaccinated, and the entire world isn't vaccinated because developing countries can't get the vaccine because, you know, we hold patents on it and stuff. So I think that's a big thing that no one on the left or the right really is saying, we're going to do something about this. You know, we're going to lift these patents. We're going to distribute vaccines in developing countries. No one is saying that. And that's like half the problem right there. So I just want to preface this by saying that talking about mandates and stuff, that is like only half the battle. And it's frustrating that that's that only half the battle that anyone is even talking about. But as for mandates and stuff, yeah, I think it's time. I think we've tried to be nice, but I think we've seen that way more people are not going to get the vaccine just ever than we thought, and we need to make them. We do, because otherwise the pandemic won't end until otherwise people will die. That's what it boils down to. Lots and lots of people. So, and it will be drag on for years and years, and that sucks. Their right to not have a vaccine based on, you know, nonsense information that they believe does not trump other people's lives. So, yeah, now, I think mandates for everything, frankly, at this point.
Now, a lot of liberal-leaning people don't agree with this, and I'm not sure that I agree with you either. You know, to mandate somebody to get shots like that shouldn't be an easy decision. Now, there are other vaccines that we have mandated, and personally, I am not upset that I have the polio vaccination. My mom was old enough to be my grandmother, born in 1936, and she had polio as a child, and when she smiled, it looked like she was smirking, but it's actually because part of her face was paralyzed from polio.
Thank you. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God came about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
As soon as I start to say, like, no, people shouldn't be mandated to get vaccines, I do immediately come back to the vaccines that are mandated. So, I don't know. I have a hard time wrapping my head around this. And then there's a conspiracy. Sorry, you were going to say something?
Well, here's the thing for me is I see a lot of stuff like, you know, we can't mandate this vaccine because that's like a slippery slope towards, you know, mandating everyone beyond, you know, this or that medication. Like, that's a slippery slope to depriving people of their freedom. And I think that's an argument that really sticks in a lot of people's minds. And what I would say about that is just because we do this thing does not mean we have to do another thing, right? Like, there does not actually need to be a slippery slope. It's a series of decisions, and making this decision in no way impacts our later decisions.
Oh, yeah. But precedence is dangerous.
See,
setting
I don't...
precedence can be dangerous.
I mean, like,
in our court system. In our court system, setting precedence adds power.
That's true, but there's already ample legal precedent for, you know, vaccine mandates. So, like, the precedent already exists legally. So I don't know. I really don't see the difference. I think we can make the decision that is smart today and then tomorrow we can make the decision that is smart tomorrow. And if at some point we fail to do that, you know, whether today or tomorrow, we'll have to deal with the consequences. But, like, it's not a slippery slope. It doesn't have to be a slippery slope.
Right. Well, I have another believable COVID conspiracy that I worry about with the variants. And it is not that the virus was scientifically made in a lab. It's that it came forth and people took advantage of the situation. Like you were saying earlier, we own the patents and other countries can't get to it if they can't pay for it and so on and so forth.
Right.
And while it does kill people, in the world of deadly pathogens, it's not necessarily a high killer.
In developing countries, no.
Right. Even in an unvaccinated population, you know, we were seeing it kill, I don't know how to say this nicely, but not a huge number of people in the span of companies making profit. You know, they're just all, it only kills 10%, so this is pretty good. Or something like that, arbitrary number. Yeah. So the idea is we keep the rich countries vaccinated, charging them money, they're pumping money into us, and we use the poor underdeveloping countries as variant farms in order to create more and more profit that can just go on forever with a virus that has acceptable, air quote acceptable for those listening, mortality rates. Did I explain that very well?
No, I can accept that. I don't know that that's what's going on, but
I don't know that either. I mean, my job is to speculate. I'm doing it, man.
Look, I think corporations will always do what's most profitable for them, because if they don't, then they'll be replaced by another corporation that is willing to do that.
It's most profitable for them not to cure it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think they... Well, they kind of can cure it with a vaccine, but it's most profitable for them in many ways to not allow vaccines to be produced in other countries. You know, to have a monopoly on the vaccine distribution. Like, that is...
Right, but your Tdap shot is pretty much curing it. You get three throughout your life, and...
Sure.
You know.
Well, so does the COVID vaccine, in essence.
Well, then why are we getting boosters?
I mean, the boosters help.
The booster... The efficacy goes down. So here we have a virus that's basically a coronavirus, the same thing that a common cold is, a virus that we historically have a hell of a hard time curing.
No, that's fair.
And here it is mutating in a way that is scaring people and killing people, but the pharmaceutical companies look at it and say, we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to keep this thing at bay, but not really try to get rid of it.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
Now, for the audience, this is pure speculation. I'm just coming up with that out of the storytelling side of it.
No, it sounds plausible. I think again, you run into a lot of people would have to, you know, cooperate against their own interests to make this happen, right? I think if this were the case, you would definitely, like, see whistleblowers who are like, hey, I have a dozen emails showing that we intentionally made the vaccine less effective than we could have. Like, that would be a sort of massive project.
Right.
And I think we probably wouldn't really be able to, the pharma companies wouldn't really be able to keep that under wraps. But honestly, I agree that it's good for them if the pandemic keeps going, and it's, you know, good for them if they're the only people who can make vaccines. So my problem with conspiracies is usually not on the order of, like, I don't think they would do that. It's usually on the order of, I don't think they could keep it a secret. There are lots of conspiracies that I believe in because they're not secret. People just are like, yeah, we're doing that. You know, I think, like, fossil fuel companies and climate change, that's, like, a conspiracy that's just out in the open. They're just right. Like, no, we're here destroying the planet because it is profitable to us personally. That's just smart business. Like, that's what they're saying. And so it's like, this is not a conspiracy. You told us. We know.
Right. Whereas something like JFK being shot could be a conspiracy of literally under a dozen men who could have all kept that secret. And it becomes a plausible conspiracy because it is something that could be kept secret between a short amount of people, short list of people. But yeah, you're right. I mean, in fact, the entire planet would take a lot of hush money.
Yeah. Like, the biggest conspiracy I know of that, like, we know happened is, I think, like, MKUltra or COINTELPRO or something like that, where, like, people were saying it was happening in, like, the 60s, and then decades later we found out, yeah, it was happening. But those involved, like, a couple hundred people, specifically in an organization that gets a huge amount of money to, like, be organized in such a way that it's compartmentalized and information is secret.
Yeah.
So I think a couple hundred people in specifically an organization that is a powerful intelligence agency, that's about the limit, I think, of ability to keep illegal things secret.
Right. Well, I mean, a conversation for another time would be, you know, is technology ruining pulp and espionage stories, noir stories.
So hard to
are we never going to see another noir story in a world where everybody knows it, where everybody is and what everybody's up to? No. Think on that. In the meantime, you've been listening to Radio Wasteland.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.